We're back. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for joining us. Lansing's Emergent Biosolutions hoping to expand and upgrade its local facility, which could total over $100 million by 2016. To talk about what's behind the company's expansion and what it's asking from the city of Lansing to proceed with the plan, I'm joined by Mark Alley, the Senior Director of Global Protective Services and Public Affairs for Emergent Biosolutions. Mark, thanks for joining us this evening.
Michael, thank you for having me on.
I wonder now, since Emergent Biosolutions produces the nation's only federally approved anthrax vaccine here in Lansing, does that give us any kind of a special access here at the capital city if we do need to use it at some point?
Well, there's no question that we have a limited supply on campus, but rest assured, our product goes out. They're safe and secure at strategic national stockpiles around the country. So, I've got full faith in our federal government that certainly under the unfortunate circumstances, if there was such a anthrax attack or outbreak or need, that they have plans in place to get the vaccine to where it needs to get to very quickly.
Now, Emergent has an over 12-acre campus at 3500 North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard on the city's north side. Can you describe the kind of build-out the company has planned?
Sure. So our campus is actually was an offshoot from the state of Michigan. Most of the buildings, or a lot of the buildings, were built in the 1920s and 30s, but we're really to the point now where we're getting cramped for space. So really the first domino to fall for us is this new administrative building that we would like to build this year and into next year. It's going to be about 32,000 square feet, three-story building, that is going to have office space, a cafeteria, workout facility, and it's going to change the face of our Lansing site. It's going to be a new modern building. We'll have a new security fencing put in that is also modern, that certainly has the same or better security attributes than what we currently have. But the face of our business will look much different with this new building.
I know Emergent has applied for almost $6.5 million in local brownfield incentives. That sounds like a major incentive. Why is so much money needed?
Yep, so that's going to cover over the next 5 years' worth of development. So you're looking at we're planning over $100 million in investment, and we're going to be above and beyond what the taxes we pay now, we'll be paying about $3.6 million a year to, you know, city, county, and schools in terms of taxes.
But considering it's all on a single campus slot, I'm guessing that Emergent would go ahead with a project either way, with or without the incentives?
Well, that would be something that would have to be discussed by our executives if this doesn't go through. That's something that we're going to have to look at. But when we made the financial plans of moving this forward, we had this incentive as part of those plans.
Now, Emergent has offices all over the country. How much production of the anthrax vaccine actually occurs here in Lansing on the campus site?
Yep. So it's 100% of the, it's called BioThrax, and that's our anthrax vaccine. It is made right here in Lansing.
When you produce this anthrax vaccine, I mean, how long does it take to do that from the beginning to the end of the process, and how long do these doses last?
Yep, so the doses last, they have a product expiry on it of 4 years, which is considerably, that's a long period of time in terms when you're talking about vaccines. So we've got a very well-known product here. It's been being made since the 1960s, and We produce our product 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. So we are always in production, and the only time that we're not in production is when we're in a shutdown for maintenance.
I'm talking to Mark Alley, the Senior Director of Global Protective Services and Public Affairs at Emergent Biosolutions here in Lansing. Now, Emergent is expected to supply over 44 million doses over the next 5 years. How many doses are typically used annually then?
Yep, so we will produce about 8 million doses every year, and those doses go to our federal government. The main users of those are military men and women who are all vaccinated by our product, and then the remainder of the doses go into the strategic national stockpile. There is a requirement that the government is looking to fill to have 75 million doses in the stockpile. Currently, there's about 22 million doses there. So we continue to work to make sure that we can work our way up to that $75 million dose stockpile.
I know that Emergent signed a huge contract with the federal government. Is this BioThrax vaccine, is it the primary product and the primary revenue source for Emergent?
It is, yep. So other than other contracts and grants, our major income source is the BioThrax vaccine.
So is it fair to say for, well, the foreseeable future, certainly past this five-year contract, that business will be stable?
Yep, so we're looking to obviously continue our great partnership that we have with the federal government in terms of being the major consumer of our product. But we're also looking for other countries that are outside the U.S. that are interested in our product. There's certainly been some conversation in terms of the legislature and other areas, Congress, on potentially providing our vaccine to other people other than military men and women, for instance, first responders and other groups that might be susceptible to the anthrax, an attack or an outbreak.
And this expansion, this new administrative building that you're going to be building, is that does that indicate that Emergent will be doing quite a lot more hiring in the Lansing area?
Well, one of the things is that about half the employees that we have company-wide are right here in Lansing. And we really are looking to increase our ability not only to recruit key talent, but also retain key talent. And when you look at biopharmaceutical companies, generally speaking, you'll find them on the West Coast and the East Coast. So we need to do everything we can in our advantage to make it to make our location here in Lansing, Michigan, welcoming and intriguing for top-flight candidates to want to come here and work here and stay here.
Is it fair to say that the worries of any kind of an anthrax attack are maybe at an all-time low at this point?
Well, if you had the Google alerts that I had, you would note that there are some anthrax cases that come out all over the world. I wouldn't say on a regular basis, but it is a naturally occurring type disease. So it's on every continent in the world, and it is certainly considered the biggest biological threat that we have to our country. So it is still out there, and the government certainly recognizes that it's a potential threat and a problem. Obviously, you don't need very much of it to cause a lot of problems for the American people and others.
One last thing. How quickly are you hoping to get construction of this new building started, and how quickly will it be completed?
So we go in front of the Lansing City Council on Wednesday, the Development and Planning Committee, to answer questions regarding the proposal. And we're hopeful that it will move through the City Council and by mid-May have a vote, and certainly we hope that it's a vote in favor of that. And then we would want to start construction here in June.
I know the
construction will take a year to 18 months to complete.
These kinds of projects can hit a road bump at the City Council. Have you had issues in the past? Has Emergent had issues trying to get these kinds of incentives through the City Council before?
Nope. I can tell you that Mayor Bonero has been extremely supportive, certainly of us. The City Council has always been supportive of us, so we're certainly not anticipating any issues, but you never know until we get in the room and see if they have any questions or concerns, and we're going to find that out beginning tomorrow.
Mark Alley, Senior Director of Global Protective Services and Public Affairs for Emergent BioSolutions. Mark, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Michael. You have a great day.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.